It's getting hot outside and in the studio. Back to Gruber, fierce and fearless.
Trying to make a living and doing the best I can.
The president under attack now from the left for his strong tweets against Iran and the threats being put forth by that nation, that the United States will not tolerate that, paraphrasing, and Iran would be subjected to something very few in history have ever had to be put through. Very direct. Of course, the same critics were the ones that lashed out at the president when he was using strong rhetoric towards North Korea, and we have now learned that North Korea is dismantling its ICBM testing facility, its liquid fuel rocket engine facility being taken apart. So we're heading in the right direction, but, you know, who knows? Hillary Berman here, Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council and Executive Director of AFPC's World Almanac of Islamism. President Trump's broad strategy against Iran, is it working or not? Welcome to the program.
Good morning. So, yes, it's working. And so this is one of those moments where you have to take away the separate the policy from the rhetoric. And in this case, the rhetoric is digital, right? It's Twitter. It's 140, 280 characters. But what we're actually looking at is a escalation of rhetoric because the policy on the ground is working.
Do explain. When you say the policy on the ground is working, explain the policy that's working and how it's working, please.
Sure. So the orienting point of the administration's Iran policy is that the Iran nuclear deal, the 2015 nuclear agreement that the Obama administration quarterbacked during its tenure, is fundamentally a bad deal. It's one that has unjustly enriched Iran. It is not beneficial to American national security interests. And so the president has signaled very clearly for a long time that he is planning to roll back the agreement, that he and he actually pulled the U.S. out formally from the agreement in May of this year. Ever since, the administration has been putting together a strategy of incremental economic pressure, reimposing the sanctions that that have been taken away by the Obama administration, and layering that with significant support for the Iranian opposition, because Iran is now in the throes of the most significant sustained protests that it has experienced in the last 39, 40 years. So this is this strategy, economic pressure, political and social support, is having an effect. The Iranian leadership is beginning to feel the pinch, and it's going to continue to feel the pinch because those sanctions kick in two ways. The first wave kicks in next month, and the next wave kicks in November. But already we're seeing countries and companies pulling out of Iran. And so a lot of this rhetoric, and by the way, the president didn't start this rhetoric. This rhetoric was started by the
Right, but yeah, that point is that point isn't mentioned by NBC or CNN.
Right.
Those
right.
Fine points of accuracy are missed somewhere in the reporting. Let me ask you this, Elon, because I'm not sure that we come out better on this. Oftentimes, through the course of my lifetime, we've watched countries, you know, where we don't like who's in charge, and then they get ushered out in one fashion or another, and a new administration comes in, and we end up in a worse position than where we began. If the Iranian leaders are forced out, you know, the mullahs and so forth are pushed to the side by the protesters in the streets, do we find ourselves in a better position or about the same or not as good?
So this is a hugely important point, and it's also a huge topic of debate among folks like myself who watch Iran very closely. I think you're right. Look, the United States does not do regime change well. We really have not done a good job in terms of either predicting or in terms of helping facilitate revolutions or regime changes. And in Iran, there's no guarantee that the next regime is going to be more friendly to the United States. But there is a very strong likelihood that it would be more radical. Less radical, because this regime is an ideological regime. It's driven by Islamist, sort of extremist Islamist principles. The people that are protesting on the street, they don't necessarily have to be pro-American, but they are against the regime, and they want a different form of government. So I think the administration is looking at this and saying, you know what, I think we're willing to roll the dice.
Well, and I think that that's probably a fair bet, and that's what I wanted to know. I mean, it seems that we probably have a better chance of having better relationship with the new Iranian Republic, potentially, depending on what comes out. Now, how would you, you know, handicap this? I'm not a betting man myself, but, you know, you could say it looks like this regime is having real difficulties holding it together, but they've survived in the past. If you were to guess, does the Iranian leadership survive? Does it get pushed to the side? What do you believe?
So it's a funny thing to say 7 months into these protests, but I think it's too early to tell because a couple of things have to happen in order to get some clarity on this. First of all, you have to have an agenda. The Iranian protesters that you see on the streets in places like Isfahan and Tehran, they know what they're against. They oppose the regime. They oppose regime policies and mismanagement. But they haven't really articulated what they're for yet. And so you have to have you can't have a negative agenda. You can't just be against something. You have to be for something. There has to be a points of action, a plan for the protest movement moving forward. And that hasn't really happened yet. And the second is that, as you said, this regime has weathered cycles of convulsions like this before. It's come out unscathed. This is an enormously repressive regime. And I think it's going to default to its sweet spot, which is to exercise greater and greater regime power to push down, bear down on the protesters. It's not at all clear that there's enough international support, not enough clear that there's enough connectivity between the protesters, that they're going to be able to survive that. But I think the circumstances are more favorable to them than they have been at any time in the recent past.
Good explanation, Elon. I greatly appreciate that. Elon Berman, Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council and the executive editor of AFPC's World Almanac of Islamism. Great explanation of the playing field. We'll have to keep in touch so we can keep our eye on this as we move forward. But thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Great. Well done. It's an education here, which is why I always encourage you to bring your pencil because you're bound to learn something from the great guests lined up by the incredible staff we have here. The producers are the best. Without question. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.